Mr. Chair, I refer the joint food for thought paper by Estonia and Finland back in 2018. The content of the paper is partly outdated as our thinking has matured, but in order to help the characterization, we then introduced three categories that are still valid, reflecting the discussion today. First, automatic, then autonomous, and thirdly, independent. At first, automatic systems are not in the scope of our discussion, as the system's response is defined in a deterministic way by default. Characterizing an autonomous system, we recognize the degree of autonomy being a spectrum, and as mentioned, various weapons and projectiles do have a certain binary moment, call it the point of no return, following the launch or activation of the mission execution, after which the human operator cannot affect the very likely lethal end result of the launched weaponized engagement. Responsible use of the autonomous system requires the understanding that the capabilities of the system are on par with the mission tasking, the contextual situation, and the legal requirements and needed precautions. Beyond autonomy, we suggested the term or class of independent operation, which would characterize an entity that doesn't exist, at least for now, a system operating outside human involvement, a hypothetical system that would have a motivation and will of its own instead of tasking or agency by its responsible human operator. At least today, this category exists only in science fiction, but it's a category which could and should be banned as a future-proof measure of the regulatory instrument. Thank you.
I would like to thank the distinguished representative of Finland and now give the floor to the